It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of the week where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. This week, we'll seek out the exotic in Mozango from Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California. Will we discover our very own tropical hideaway in this limited-release brew? Let's find out. The label proclaims this beer to be a mosaic-hopped ale brewed with mango juice. And, surprise, it smells just like hops and mangoes. Looking at the beer, once it's been poured, I can't help but thinking that if I were to juice a mango, this is exactly what it would look like. It's a clear, classic, golden color, maybe working its way just slightly into the orange range. But how about that taste? Well, while you can taste mango in this brew very prominently, it's not a bad thing at all. It's juicy and delicious, but it also never lets you forget that you're drinking a beer and not just a glass of mango juice. I expected a ton of sweetness out of this beer, but fortunately the flavor is balanced and not too sweet at all. In fact, I keep coming back to the idea that I can't believe how much actual mango flavor is in this beer without it becoming overpowering or just too sweet. There's some presence of the hops, and they present a nice brightness and floral characteristic against the juicy character of the beer, but the brew never tends toward the bitter, and to be honest, I think it could do with maybe just a little bit more of that hoppy character. If I had to pair this with a food, it would definitely be something salty. I think this would be the perfect beer to offset a nice cheese plate or some good sausages. But at the end of the day, I would rate this one as interesting, if not innovative. It's got some unique qualities, but nothing that's enough to make me choose it first or to avoid it altogether, and maybe that's a good thing in itself. My recommendation is to try this one if you're looking for something different with a nice balance and a fruity character without getting a mouthful of sugar. Mozango is billed as a limited release, so it may be difficult to find, but I'd say it's worth it. It runs a 7.7% ABV, and I was able to pick it up for about $5 in a 22-ounce bottle, which is a great deal. I would say, if you can find it at that price, give it a spin and see what you think about it. Well, that's all for this week, but I hope you'll join me next time as I get my morning fix with Golden State Brewery's Cold Brew Coffee Stout. Remember, if you like the show, please consider subscribing and rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or your podcast outlet of choice. And if you really like what you hear, we'd really appreciate it if you would consider making a small donation to help keep the podcast going. You can click the link in the show notes or the contribute link on our homepage. And if you'd like to share your reviews or your general thoughts or requests, you can email us at 2minutebeer@gmail.com. That's the number 2, minutebeer@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Just search for 2-Minute Beer Review, once again with the number 2. We look forward to interacting with you and hearing what you like about the show, what you'd like to see next, and most of all, what you're drinking and enjoying. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.